Hello, and welcome to CarolinaMoney.org. I'm your host, Marina Zie. Today we're here with Shombi Broom. Originally from California, Shombi has been living in South Carolina for almost 21 years. She's the owner of a startup in Colombia called Web Girls Code. Hello, Shombi, and welcome to Carolina Money.
Hello, thank you.
Shombi, tell us a little bit about Web Girls.
Well, Web Girls Code is web development training for girls, and we teach them how to use HTML5 and CSS to be able to build a website. And we focus on girls in grades 3 through 6.
Why did you decide to create Web Girls?
Well, there were various experiences in my life. You know, for me, I was that kid in school. I had the big red Sally Jesse Raphael glasses. Kids called me a nerd. I was quiet and shy. And in class, like, I really wouldn't participate. I didn't have a lot of confidence. And that, thinking about those experiences, and now that I'm a mother of two girls, my goal has always been, you know, I don't want them to be that kid who's scared in school or scared to speak up. So I try to build confidence in them. And my oldest, she wants to be an animator. So I'm always looking for things online to try to help her to learn. So that part of me is one of the experiences that motivated me to create Web Girls. And the other part is working in the school district. I had an experience where the kids were given a project to build a website if they wanted to show their project. And the kids were so excited, and I was happy I was there that day because I'm like, great, you know, I can help them. But by the end of class, a lot of the kids changed their mind. They said, you know, it's harder than we thought it would be. And I remember thinking that day, well, had some of these kids learned the skills in elementary school, then they would have been able to complete their project. And a lot of people assume just because you use the internet and use a website, you should know how to build it. And that's not true. So that knowledge and my passion for coding and really wanting to help girls have confidence is what moved me to create Web Girls Code.
And is the company up and running now?
Yes, it is. We've successfully had one in-school training session, and we've done a day coding camp.
How has been the response of these girls? Are they excited about the class, about learning?
They definitely are. After our one-day coding camp, I had parents who were emailing me when they got home how the girls were doing little mini classes for the family, or one parent sent me a picture. Her daughter had gotten the dad's laptop, and she's like, uh-oh, I think we need to buy her a laptop because she won't give it back. She wants to keep working on her website.
What do you believe is the importance of teaching coding to elementary girls in the Midlands?
And when you look at the statistics from the Department of Education over the last few years, they said that less than 25% of girls actually choose to take STEM-based courses when they get into middle school and high school. So if we can expose them to that science, technology, engineering, math at an early age, then hopefully that statistic will change. And if you look at Colombia, we have a lot of emerging technology companies. So if these girls are learning now, they stay excited all the way through school, those are those future employees that can stay here locally, and we can keep that talent local.
Thank you very much, Shombi, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much, Marina.
If you want to learn more about Web Girls Code, go to carolinamoney.org. Funding for Carolina Money is provided by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation Donor Advised Fund, held at Central Carolina Community Foundation.